As moderators, Mr. Sutton, ladies and gentlemen, I find it a grief and a glory to know that Mr. Sutton can do nothing against the truth that I have spoken tonight. It amazes me that he does not have the polemic dexterity to follow an affirmative speaker and deal with my points. He seems like, really, it's a little childishness to play in a playpen like this and say Hicks is in trouble or Mr. Sutton is not doing this or that. Looks like to me we could get more to the points. Actually, you know what you said? You said Marvin Hicks made a statement but gave no verses for what he said. The first statement I made, that you said I had so-called proofs but no scripture, and in that one first affirmative point, I used Colossians 3:1, 1 Timothy 4:24, John 4:24, Revelation 22:19, Acts 2:38, Acts 8:16, Acts 10:48, Acts 19:5, Colossians 1:12, Romans 6:4, Acts 4:12, Luke 24:47, Philippians 2:19-19, Acts 3:1-5, Acts 15:17, Colossians 2:11-12, Romans 5:8, and John 14:16-18, John 3:16, Luke 1:31, Psalms 147:4, Zechariah 4:2, Philippians 2:8-9, Ephesians 1:2, Luke 10:20, and you tell me I didn't use any verses. He sounds like he's 5/8 to me. All right. You know, in a quandary like Mr. Sutton is in, he has to say this now. He has to say that if the name of Jesus must be spoken at baptism, since repentance and remission of sin should be preached or spoken in the name of Jesus beginning at Jerusalem, then repentance must be spoken in the name of Jesus. Yet, I told you, Mr. Sutton, I repeat again tonight, baptism is what the administrator does. Repenting is what the person does who is repenting. You know the difference in that. That is not even synonymous, not even related. But when I preach repentance, I preach it in Jesus' name. And if you don't repent in Jesus' name, you just won't be out here doing something else. It's not going to do you any good. You're not going to heaven. Find the name of Jesus Christ, I'll guarantee you. That's not about right, that is right. All right, Luke 24:47, repentance, remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, I say again, this man has also violated another agreement that we had. Well, we've had several he's violated, and I'm very disappointed in this because he came to me very highly recommended. He only answered 2 of my 5 questions in his first speech. You know why? He's waiting until the last speech so I won't have a chance to come back and give a rebuttal, right? Hey, that's sneaky. That is sneaky. In fact, it's unparliamentary, it's unethical, it's ungentlemanly, it's unchristian, it's countrified. I'm telling you, anybody that would willfully deceive an audience like this, I'm glad to come out here and prove to you what he... Well, he wouldn't have said anything about it anyway, so I'm really not all that upset about it. I just thought that maybe he would do what he said he would do. And in fact, he brought out this thing about the Park Row Church last night. I called Dallas today, and I want you to know, I found several churches of Christ who have people in them who speak in other tongues and who have the charismatic gift. You know, Mr. Sutton, there are people in your congregations who are baptizing in Jesus' name also? They're beginning to see the light, and they're coming into the truth and being baptized in Jesus' name. And I think that's fantastic. Now, he made the statement that authority, baptism in Jesus' name, is in the authority of Christ. Thayer said to have written. Now, this is attributed to Thayer, but he didn't say this. To do a thing in the name of someone is by one's command or authority. This is not the work of Thayer at all, but the work of Grimm and Wilk. And Thayer was not the writer of this at all. In 2 places, Thayer has this reference in his lexicon. Quote, the meaning of the preposition en has been incorrectly applied. The phrase in the name in particular, the various senses of in the name may be traced back in its simplest manner to the literal meaning of the phrase, and that's the word name and not authority. And not relying on somebody, but it says name, end quote. So, Thayer corrects these rebellious men back in 1850, and I correct rebellious Sutton in 1982. That's what authority means. Now, he says that in the name means in the authority. Hey, we're not talking about the authority, we're talking about the power of the remission of sins. And there's a difference, Mr. Sutton, in power and authority. 1 Timothy 3:15 said, men will have the form of godliness and deny the power thereof. 1 Corinthians 1:8, preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to we which are saved, it is the power of God. Romans 1:16 says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Wherefore we are saved not only by the authority of the gospel, but by the power of the gospel. Let me give you an example. Revelation 13:2, the dragon gave him power and authority. Luke 4:36, what a word is this? For what authority and power he commanded to invoke the authority and power over the unclean spirits. Luke 9:1, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. What you need to get your sins remitted is not the authority of Jesus Christ. You need the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And you'll never get that power until you get the name, because it's the name that brings the blood. You deny the remission of sin, it's in any other way but the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't deny that, and you know it. No one's ever been saved without blood. Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Let me introduce you to the difference in power and authority. I may have the authority of the building permit to build a house, not have 15 cents to build it with. I'll have the authority to do it, but not the power to do it. I may get a building permit to build a church building and not have the authority from the city to do it, but not have one dime in the treasury to have the power to do it. There's a difference in power and authority. I may have authority. The neighbor may have authority over my child or power over my child, but no authority. Yet that child may mind or do something that neighbor asks that child to do without having the authority. There's a difference in power and authority. We're not talking about joining a church or shaking a preacher's hand or signing a church card. We're talking about the remission of sin. And that can come only through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you show me anywhere, I don't care if it's a Baptist or who it is, or a Church of Christ member who, any other way to get into Christ but to be baptized into Christ, and you have me for a convert. I'm not talking about being baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'm talking about being baptized into Jesus Christ. So that takes care of his authority business there. Now, let's look at the name of Jesus. The name of the Father is Jesus. Isaiah 9:6 calls him the Everlasting Father. John 14:9 says, he that has seen me has seen the Father. I went to John 14. He's supposed to have dealt with John 14. What he did, he just got his bunch of rags up here and his overhead projector screen and that he'd already prepared. Hey, why don't you come to a debate with an open heart? Why do you come totally closed? Would you leave him alone, Mr. Hutto, so he can listen to what I'm saying? I mean, you always talk about Marvin Hicks being in trouble. I've never been more relaxed in my life. You don't scare me, Carol Sutton. You don't frighten me. I've met your greatest men, R.C. Oliver, Curtis Porter, many of your greatest debaters, and Guy Woods, and somebody told me you were average. I don't even rate you that. I never saw anything like this. All right. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Why didn't you go to John 14? You had time to do it, didn't you? Am I going too fast for you? Introducing too much material? Just giving you so much truth you can't even digest it? Is that what it is? John 5:43, Jesus said, I'm coming in my Father's name. What name was that? Father? Did Jesus come in his Father's name just say Father? No, he came in Jesus' name, and you know he came in his own name. So I've manifest thy name. What name was that? That name was Jesus, John 17:6. Don't get up and say I don't use scripture. I'm giving you the Bible. Matthew 6:9, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And honest, look at this statement and you immediately know that the Father is not the name. And hallowed is not the name. But there's a name of hallowed. There's a name of the Father. And that name is Jesus, and we baptize in that name. That's why Acts 4:12 says there's none other name. I can't get the man even to camp there. There is no other name, Mr. Sutton, whereby a man can be saved, and that is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody knows that more than Carol Sutton, and he sets himself up against that. Philippians 2:9 says that God has given him a name which is above every name. He gets up here and says, Jesus Christ is not the name, but Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the name. And the Bible says in Acts 4:12, there is none other. So my proposition is sustained. Is there another, Mr. Sutton? Mr. Sutton, look at me here now. Don't look in there. Is there another name now besides Jesus? No, he won't answer that, will he? He's silent, silent as an Alabama oyster. No, sir, he's silent. No, sir. He won't answer that. Is there a name above Jesus? Is there a name above Jesus, Mr. Sutton? Well, Isaiah 56:5 says, I will give him a name better than sons. I found me a name better than Son, Mr. Sutton. That name is Jesus, and in him is remission of sin. And I'd like to baptize all you people tonight in that holy, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you can know that your sins are remitted. I'm in the authority tonight. This man is trying to lead me, but I'm too smart to let him do it. You know what? How many remember that I brought out Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, how we're buried with Christ and not them but him? He didn't touch it. You know, he can't even do it. You know what? That's a shame. He won't even follow where the affirmative speaker leads. I'm going to quote the scripture again, Romans 6:3. Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death, therefore we're buried with him, not them, planted in the likeness of his, not their death. Did the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost die, and were they buried? Mr. Sutton, Mr. Hutto, please leave him alone. He can't even debate without your help, much less with your help. Oh, this fellow's something else. Did he deal with Colossians 1, 11, and 12 about the subject, or Colossians 2, about the circumcision? No. What's wrong with you, Mr. Son? I'll tell you, I'm going to have to spread the news far and wide. This fella can't even debate. If you're going to get it, you Church Christ people, you know there are 10,000 Church Christ people in this area. And if they believed you could do it, they'd be here helping you tonight. If they're ashamed of you, that's why they're not here. You know, I don't blame them after hearing you. You won't even follow an affirming speaker. I never saw anything like it. I want you to deal with the subject of circumcision. Of course, he knows I won't have a chance to come back. He's left my last three questions.
That's right.
See, that he asked me, till he could come back and give an account of them, then I wouldn't be able to give a rebuttal. But, of course, he can't say anything about them anyway. Did he mention Romans about the subject of circumcision, Colossians 2:11, about that being the symbol of baptism into Christ? We're buried with Christ. No, he didn't do that. He can't do it, never will do it. He spoke about the authority, said baptism in Jesus' name means only in the authority. And I believe that when you're baptized in Jesus' name, it is a burial, an immersion with, not Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but with Christ Jesus. And then let me look at his question just a minute. I never saw anything like this. He asked me, let me go into, first of all, the word authority here. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But he talked in his questions here about my question to him, in as much as the preposition of reverts back to the subject under consideration, Matthew 28:19. And this subject in this case is the name. Would you tell us what is the proper name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost? He said, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Now, I think somebody ought to lead a man like that out of here. Do you say that the name of the Father is Father? That the proper name of the Son is Son? That the proper name of the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost? I'll tell you, a man that believes like you, I'll tell you, I want you for a business partner right now. Mr. Sutton, I have a check here in the amount of $1,000 made out to Mr. Carroll Sutton. And I've signed it Father, Son, and Preacher. And I'll take $100 for it. Boy, it's getting quiet now out there, isn't it? You know, I'll take $100 for a $1,000 check. It's on the Southwest Bank in Corpus Christi, Texas. I've signed it Father, Son, and Preacher. Now, I am all three of these. Now, if you'll bring me a $100 bill, I'll give him this $1,000 check. And if he can cash it, I'll be baptized in the words Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Do you Church Christ people see that? Do you ladies and gentlemen see that? Get out your $100, Mr. Sutton. I'll make this deal with you. You give me a check now. You give me $1,000 and you give me $100. Would you give me $75, just $75 for it? He said he offered me $10 last night. The cheapskate only offered me $5. That's what he did. Only offered me $5. I don't know why he upped it to $10. That's quite an inflationary spiral there in 24 hours. Mr. Sutton, would you give me $75 for this $1,000 check? I've signed it, Father, Son, and Preacher. I'm a father, I'm a son, and I'm a preacher.
All right.
I signed it with my hand, with my pen. It's on my bank. What are you shaking your head no for? Oh, I'm on the case tonight. I'll tell you the truth. You know, if Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was the saving name of the New Testament, he could give me a 75.
Come on out here. Let's do a little business. I'd like to have you for a business partner.
He talks about, then he finally, you won't buy it, will you? So I want it on the tape that you refused. Okay. You refused, Mr. Sutton? Shake your head no. I can't hear it rattle all the way over here. Would you say no? Just say no. Say, I won't buy it. Mr. Sutton, say, tell him what saying is. Say it's no good. The check is no good because Father's on it. Would you stand and say it's no good because Father's on it? Your baptism's no good because you reject Jesus' name. Your baptism's no good because you use Son instead of Jesus' name. Your baptism's no good because you use Spirit instead of Jesus' name. But check, you sign it. Your bank has to be Carol R. Sutton in order for that check to be valid, and you know it. You write a check and pay your bills this month and sign it, Father, Son, and Preacher, and see if it doesn't balance. Oh, he gets the point. Then he went, I'll still say he wouldn't deal with Romans 6. He wouldn't deal with Colossians 2 about the subject of circumcision. He went to Acts 19, 1 and 5, and he said here that Mr. Hicks said that the Holy Ghost was not promised by John in the River of Jordan. Hey, listen to me. Quit listening to Mr. Hutto. He's not debating you. I'm debating you. Now listen. He says John didn't promise the Holy Ghost. John said, I need to baptize you in repentance. But there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the Word of God against the Word of Charles Sutton. And he says that John in Acts 19 had not promised these people he baptized the Holy Ghost. Because they said, we haven't so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. What they meant there is, we hadn't heard whether it was given or baptized. People were being baptized with the Holy Ghost yet. They had heard the Holy Ghost because that's what John preached. He was a Holy Ghost preacher.
All right.
You know that, don't you? Yes, sir, you knew that. That was what you call a professional dodge. Then he started making fractions, proper nouns. Can you imagine? Bobby Smith is a proper name. No wonder he has one-third God plus one-third God plus one-third God equals one God. But somehow, turn over there in the book of Revelation. And how they in the book of Revelation where Jesus said, "Can I come to heaven?" But I ask you, and which is to come before the Lord is fifth and only salvation. Come on, he's interrupted me. And I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. All the time. They want some more volume. I'm not. He said that's as high as it goes. He says he can hear me all right. You folks know the truth, just so these fellas get it. That's a good one. That's right, brother. You're up. Oh, you fellas bargained for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus! ladies and gentlemen.
With my words, help along. When my word is so great, when my spirit is so real in this crowd, you should be ashamed to reject my spirit when I am facing Decatur, Alabama. Step along with me. If you were with that, you could have this step along.
Please let us come to order. We've had some time out, but it hasn't been lost. Folk have different ways of expressing themselves. Some sit with a sour face and do this when necessary. That's demonstration. Pentecostal people do it a little different. All right. I suppose the speaker will continue.
It may be quiet.
Well, that's up to him. if he don't have any more intelligence to get up here and speak and nobody hear him, that's not your problem. I think that would be his problem.
It is, if folks would like to hear. And I'm one of the moderators, and one of the things I was supposed to do is try to help people what folks could hear.
Well,
and we signed an agreement that he'd try to stop
it. They can
hear. He and Mr. Hicks signed an agreement that they'd try to stop that. They're not in there.
Who?
They would. They said that they would, you know, that's what their promise is.
They look like they're
pretty well.
I'm just standing at their way.
That's what I'm saying. I will say again, there's difference in expressions, and folk don't do it all alike. And we'll proceed with the discussion. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Where was I? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let the Spirit do it, all right? Tell you what, I don't think this will reach over here at mine. All right, I have put it on the chalkboard. All right, it's fine, all right? All right, it's fine. I put here 5 scriptural passages in your New Testament where baptism was in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, or Jesus Christ. For the tape, Acts 2:38, Acts 8:16, Acts 10:48, Acts 19:5, and Acts 6:4, where they were buried with Christ in baptism. I'm going over here to my opponent. First of all, I'm going to make another line down the center of this board because I want you to be aware that the chalk writes. And I want Mr. Sutton to come out here in the next few moments and on this side of the chalkboard. I want him to put one verse this side of the day of Pentecost where anyone was ever baptized or told to be baptized. Now remember this, baptized or told to be baptized with reference to Father or Spirit any other way than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're waiting for you to come. Will you come? Now, isn't that pathetic?
The debate's over.
You lost. I feel like going home. I feel good in my soul. You know, that is something else. I'm going to ask you to do something else. If you won't respond there, you know, that's pathetic, isn't it? Can any of you Church of Christ preachers help him out? Is there a Church of Christ preacher here tonight? I'm serious. I'll let you come up here and take my time and write the verse over here. Since you believe what he teaches, you ought to be able to put it on here. I'll tell you what, when you go out those back doors tonight, you turn around and look at that chalkboard, and you see if there's a verse on the side.
All right.
You see if there's one there. And then when you don't see a verse on there, you find a Pentecostal church in your community. You get baptized in Jesus' name, and God will fill you with the Holy Ghost, and you'll speak with other tongues. Will you do it? Here's the chalk, Mr. Sutton. Now, don't talk about Hicks being in trouble. You're the one that's in trouble. Now you have the opportunity to put the one verse. I'm not asking for five. I'm asking for just one. You know it's not in the book of God, or you'd put it over there. One more thing. I would like to have you to stand right now on my time. I think this audience deserves that. We've had an intelligent debate, really. I've brought out hundreds of scriptures. The tapes will so testify. It will verify the accuracy of the language we've used with reference to the quotations of the encyclopedias and so forth. The origin of his three-God theory. All I did is get over in the first chapter of Revelation where Jesus said he was the Almighty and not five this. And it just upset him so bad, but it thrilled us, didn't it? Because it didn't say he was a third of mighty or two-thirds of mighty. It said he was the Almighty. Now, I'll tell you what I want Mr. Sutton to do. Hey, Revelation 1:8, he's the Almighty. Would you deal with that when you get up here? All right, now I'll tell you what, I want you to stand right now. Mr. Huttle, you're a moderator, and you know that this is all right for me to ask him to do this. I want him to tell us what he says when he baptizes. Now, Mr. Sutton, listen, this is not an idle threat. You listen to me, Carol Sutton. Right, look at me right now. Don't write. I'm not saying anything yet. He's ashamed to it. I'll tell you what, Mr. Sutton. If you stand right now, and this is not an idle threat, but I'm telling you, and I'm as sincere as I've ever been. If you don't stand and tell this group of people what you say when you baptize somebody in water, I'm going home.
Me too.
I mean, I'll leave. Now, you have the opportunity to save your face right now. Would you stand and tell us what you say when you baptize? Now, don't tell us whatever is in Scripture that decides what you're doing. I'm talking about when you're baptizing in water over a penitent believer, what do you say? Don't we have a right to know? How many of you church across people would like for him to tell you? You don't want to know? Are you ashamed of it? Isn't that something? I'm serious. Would you stand right now and tell us what you say? If you don't, I'm going home. I've been in debates for 30 years, and I've never seen a man act like this one. And all you have to do to save your face in this debate is stand right now and tell us. I'll tell you what I say. I indeed baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what I say. Now you stand and tell us what you say. Well, he has to, or I'm going home.
Me too.
That wasn't an idle threat. I'm not going to tell a lie up here in Decatur. I'm going home.
Sure.
You can sit here and listen to him ran on and on about the second great grammar if you want to. I'm going home tonight if he doesn't stand and tell us.
The
debate's over. I've already won.
Sure.
Let me tell you. The debate's over if you don't do it.
Well, tell
us. Boy, the heat's on him. Isn't that awful to be sitting there? Here, I've offered you. Let me back up. I'll give you another opportunity to come up here and put any of your church class. Hey, you fellas up here, would you help me? You don't mind me helping with? Yeah, are you a preacher? Are you a preacher? I'll say. Now they're even ashamed that they're preachers. Hey, Mr. Huttle, you're a nice fella. You come up here, I'll give you the chalk. Here, take it. All right, you talked about my fingerprints on the Greek text. Put your fingerprints on it. Oh, you're a nice fella. Would you put your fingerprints on that? Come over here and write. Hey, put the video camera over here. I want this big zero here. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for the truth. That's your opportunity. Now, he thinks I'm idly boasting, but I'm going to tell you, I have a few more minutes to press the issue. You're either going to stand up and tell us what you say when you baptize somebody, or I'm going home.
Amen.
I've won this debate every night, including the fourth night. I haven't come up here to play games. Some men die by the sword, others perish in the flames. Others go down inch by playing little games. That's exactly what you've been doing this week. And I put you on the spot now. I've waited till this very moment to hone in on you, sir. And you got to either produce or shut up now. You lost it, haven't you?
Aren't you ashamed that you've lost a debate before all these people? That you can't put one verse over here? He's not ashamed, is he? Are you Church of Christ people ashamed of him? You're not? You're not ashamed of him? Well, sir, you're shaking your head. Would you put the verse over here? You come up here, sir. You got a nice beard. You should look like a nice fella. Hey, come up here and you put the verse. You're not ashamed of him. He can't do it.
Mr. Dick.
Yeah, yes.
Hold the time!
Hold his time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. How many more minutes, sir?
You got 3 minutes.
All right. I want to see yours. You fellas ready to go again?
All right, gentlemen moderators, Mr. Sutton. He thought I was talking idly tonight. I hope you all have a good conclusion of this debate. I'm giving him 3 minutes to save it for him. Stand right where you are and tell us what you say when you're baptized. When you baptize a repentant person, what do you say when you're baptized? Would you stand right now, please? I'm begging you. I implore you. If you're not ashamed of it, if you do say something, folks, can you help me out? Does he say anything? Is there anybody here that Carol Sutton has baptized? Would you raise your hand if he's baptized you? You haven't baptized anybody here? What do you say when you baptize someone?
Nothing.
No saying
anything?
I'm telling you, the time's going by. You have just another, how much, a minute? 2 minutes to save this debate for you. I hope all you Pentecostal people understand what I say. I'm known across the nation and around the world for being a man of my word. And when I told him if he wouldn't say what he says when he baptizes, I'm going home. You can take your little rules and put them in a shredding machine. I'm going home, a man debate like you. And I'll tell you another thing. The next time I ever sign a proposition with anybody, it's going to be different than the one you sign there, because you're going to have to be on the spot. You're trying to hide behind a 10-year-old proposition, or however it was, however many years ago we signed it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you another minute to save your face in this debate. I have won this debate Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Mr. Sutton, you can save the debate if you'll just stand and tell us what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, the most dramatic moment of my polemic experience. His mouth has been stopped. He cannot answer. So I, Marvin A. Hicks, on this, the 26th day of February 1982, have won another in a long series of debates with the Church of Christ.